philosophers and poets in their kite and strode among the nymphs and satyrs gambling on the green. A wise man told a poet that beauty's torch should burn, for truth was beauty and beauty was truth, that's all there was to learn. And then he dipped his stylus and he wrote it on an urn. While the nymphs and satyrs gambled on the green.
But oh, oh, that's over now, you know. It's not a proper vista for the queen.
Their bodies in the sun. They told the Greeks to build them homes with marble by the ton, so they could come and visit Greece and have themselves some fun. And watch the nymphs and satyrs gambling on the green.
But oh, oh, that's over now, you know. It's not a proper vista for the queen. They won't come back. No more nymphs and satyrs gambling on the green.
So ancient Greece began to build the temples, so we're told, while the nymphs and satyrs gambled on the green. The youth did all the labor and the old put up the gold, while the nymphs and satyrs gambled on the green. The temple of Poseidon must surely be among the finest of erections by the Hellenic young. The paeans to its beauty could be found in every tongue. While the nymphs and satyrs gambled on the green.
But oh, oh, that's over now, you know. It's not a proper vista for the queen. Alas and alack, they won't come back. No more nymphs and satyrs gambling on the green.
A maid of Athens met a youth a carving in the wood, while the nymphs and satyrs gambled on the green. She said she found his architecture beauteous and good, while the nymphs and satyrs gambled on the green. In a manner rapturous and mood that was euphoric, she asked about his carving tool and was his column Doric, and could she help to make it stand, she said in tones imploric. And the nymphs and satyrs gambled on the ground.